see you looking out your window. I see you looking out your window. What do you see?
Welcome back, everybody. You've got the professor here. My name is Darren, and I left everybody in the house sleeping. So currently off the, the beach here, right next to the ocean. And apparently, some loud booms last night. They had an earthquake in Florida. So we're currently watching some of the ripple effects coming in on the beach. So I guess you can't really script, write, or plan that one. So interesting stuff. Do have all the little sandpipers kind of walking around and enjoying the morning without too many humans. So I've got two people to my east, I think, and one person way up the beach from me. So we're gonna do a little scouting around and see if anything came in from the storm. And also some of the waves. So once again, that ripple effect from the earthquake. That'll be interesting. Some of the waves are really big. Surprised the locals or visiting people, vacationing people, don't come down and do some surfing. I don't think I've seen anybody surfing down here just yet. I think I saw more surfers out in California. So just enjoying a morning walk on the beach and observing some of the litter the spring breakers left. Oh well, not everybody's perfect. So just gorgeous white sand and pretty decent cool blue water. And out about 50-60 feet you can see the little sandbar reef that pops up and keeps some of the fish inside, but we've been catching some really nice black drum. They seem to come out about right about dark, and after dark we fish for about another hour and caught a real big one. Oh, that'd be four nights ago already. Holy Moses. So did not make it fishing last night. End up playing Bonko. I had no idea what Bonko was, but thank the Lord it was an easy game to play. So you got six numbers on a dice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And you have teams and you never play with the same person twice. So if you lose, you switch seats, four seats at a table. So you play with pairs, and then depending how many tables, you have table 1, table 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So table 1 is the controlling table. So they ring a bell and everybody starts rolling. So you start off rolling ones. If you get a 1, you just keep counting. You get another 1, you keep counting once you miss the 1. Then the person to your left starts. And same thing, they roll for 1s. If you get 3 of a kind, if it's not the number you're rolling at, in this case you're starting off with 1, let's say you roll 3 2s, you get 5. And you lose your turn, but you get the 5 points. It goes to the next person. And if you happen to get 3 of a kind on the number that you're currently rolling, so starting off with 1, you get 3 1s, I believe it's 21 points. And you keep rolling. Now here we've got a skeleton of a horseshoe crab. And a couple more sea cucumbers. And you get pieces of wood that start to come up from the shore. So I don't know how old this is. Could be something new or it could be something from 280 years ago. Yeah, there's a nice shell. And we're not taking any shells back this time. Just too much stuff to get in the bags. And stuff through customs. So getting back to Banco, you just continue rolling until your turn is done. And then table one counts to 23. So once they get to 23, they ring the bell. And once they ring the bell, everybody stops. So the one that got the 23 first wins. And then if there's more tables, then those people just see which pair got more points and they win. If you win, you move up a table. If you lose, you stay at the same table you were at. So last night, I was at the same table for 6 games in a row. I just could not win. But end of the day, I think I won, it was 11 or 12 rounds, so not too bad. So it was fun. And everybody seems to get together almost seems like a couple times a week for activity, so kind of a close-knit group of friends and family down here is kind of nice. Of course, by us, we barely have neighbors, so don't get a lot of that. So to play games, people have to come over and drive. And if you're having some adult beverages, and you're driving back under the influence. Nice shell here. I'm going to put that shell up so someone else can grab that. And apparently they're trying to lower the blood alcohol limit from 0.08 to 0.05. So if you don't weigh 400 pounds, chances are you can smell the cork from a wine bottle or sniff your beer bottle and probably fail your sobriety test. Not good stuff. And actually, somebody had just gone into Port St. Joe last weekend, and I think they did fail the sobriety test. So that makes for a unpleasant day, especially what's going on with auto insurance. Here we got a gull. Seagull coming right at us. So perfect photo opportunity. Here we go. Come on, dive in the water. Dive in the water. Dive in the water. Dive in the water. Come on. Come on. Circle back. There we go. Oh, straight in. There we go. Won't have to pay him for doing that. So then we've got some loons. And there they go. One. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. There he is. 37 seconds under the water. Wow. And there goes the gull. So we come back and do a 180 the other direction. There we go. Perfect photo op. So I'm going to have to Google how long ducks can stand in the water. I know loons, that's quite a bit. Man, we got some decent-sized fish just jumping out in the ocean right now, too. So a lot of activity. But other than the waves hitting the shore, oh, looks pretty decent out there, nice and flat. Perfect water skiing weather if you don't like getting, I don't know, munched on or nibbled on by sharks. Yeah, another nice shell here. Yeah, top's missing. I'll just toss that over there. I like to toss some of the nice shells onto the beach further up so the water doesn't pull them back in. Then when the little kids come down, do their little seashell treasure hunting activities. they feel they're getting lucky. Well, not that's rigged, but that's rigged. So here we got a group of about, looks like about 20 loons. It's like they do play follow the leader, though. So usually one goes down, then two more, then two more, then two more, till they're all into the water. And they start popping back up. And here we've got a group of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little sandpipers walking on the beach. And if you don't scare them, they stick around rather nice. Yeah, one little straggler. We'll stop here and see how long he plays best before he moseys on. So we're doing our same usual route, coming out of Mark and Mandy's house. I actually prefer walking through the swimming pool area, nice deck to walk on. Gets you out to the road, and then after that you just got a little bit of sand to walk through. Otherwise, sand is pretty thick. So not the easiest stuff in the world to walk on, but you get it done. So we get to the beach. Look around a little bit to the right, and then we proceed left where that channel comes through. Looks like a little creek that comes through and just cuts its way through the far side of the beach sand and empties out into the ocean. And once again, that's where we want to do some of our little investigations if weather cooperates. Like I said, last night I ended up playing Bunko. Boy, that went on for hours. And then called a night, we got back in, it was almost midnight, we pulled back into the house. So that was enough for one day. And another sea cucumber here. Oh, there's a nice shell. We'll take that shell in. I think this one might go back with us. Okay, so I lied. I'll take back 3 shells. Maybe I'll do a little memoir from our latest trip to Port St. Joe, Florida. We've got some more little clams, both sides of those. All right, so we're almost to where the two waters meet, the ocean coming in. And the little creek going out. So that's where we want to set up some of our activities. Yeah, hopefully tonight. Looks like we got a bunch of rain possibly coming in, but yeah, that doesn't mean anything. Rains for a while. And 20 minutes later, you go back out and play. So the fishing did improve. Like I said, caught that one really big black drum the one night. Got skunked the second night. And then got two pretty nice but smaller ones on the third night. And then last night, no fishing. But did get Mark's new faucet installed. Really nice moan. So they had kind of a gunmetal charcoal colored one that really didn't match the other chrome. So they picked up a different one of the chrome fixtures. So it looks nice. So got that installed yesterday. And so I think the plan is today to run out to Home Depot and get that returned. So I think they have a 90-day no question asked return policy, and they've had it for 4 weeks, so yeah, no problem there. So here we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sandpipers and 4 over there. So interesting stuff. So once again, we're right on that point where the water comes in and the water goes out. So lots of activity here. And apparently the SS Florida, as the ship went down somewhere right out here in the bay. So a little more about the history of Port St. Joe. Was the best possible mooring area for ships, for the fact with the the piers and stuff, the ships could come almost up the shore because it's so deep. So 35 foot depth, which is about the amount of water that some of these vessels need to, as far as their berth to get in and stuff. Then you go down a little further to Apalachicola, and now to maintain that 35 foot depth, you know, the ships are out, you know, a couple hundred yards, if not further. So that just makes it a little more labor intensive and time intensive, especially if you're shipping ice from, let's say, the harbor in New York all the way down the coast of the ocean, going completely around Florida, getting back to the other side and trying to avoid shrinkage. So after the yellow fever wiped out most of the residents, I believe took it from 18,000 down to about 400. A couple years later, that was 1840 when the captain came in, so 1841's when the, pardon me, yellow fever really started kicking in. And then after that you had the fires, wiped out a lot of the buildings. And then you had the hurricane and tidal wave, 1848, which took out, just about the rest of it. So that was about it for Port St. Joe. So believe it or not, 260, 280 some years later, just really never bounced back. But makes it kind of peaceful for some of the local residents. And also some of the people coming in for spring break are just getting away from reality for a couple weeks, like Kim and I are. So good stuff. Alright, so we're going to continue our little walk on the beach. We'll let you guys go. So one of the next podcasts is either going to be going back to the Apalachicola Cemetery in the dark, possibly going back to Port St. Joe Cemetery in the dark, or coming down here to the beach and doing an investigation in the dark. I'm leaning toward the beach here, so that might be kind of nice. So only have 4 nights left with 3-night activities. So gonna have to figure out what we're gonna get done, and hopefully Mother Nature cooperates. So once again, thanks for listening, everyone, and remember, it's always an adventure.
See?